I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10:23 on this Sunday morning. Gophers are off this week, but they have had a phenomenal start to the season as well. Winston Delatabadere is the assistant head coach and defensive line coach for the Gopher football team. Winston, first of all, thank you. Thanks for coming on and joining us this morning. It's great to chat with you.
Oh my goodness, it's awesome to be on with a couple of legends this morning, man. You talk about getting electrified. You know, you talk about having energy, right? And this is my morning cup of coffee right here. That's it.
Holy cow! All right, well, we'll be clipping that. So thank you, and that'll be played every single week until we get kicked off the air. I remember you playing at the U, and I love that you're here now as a D-line coach. But I'm curious. I mean, how much fun is it when you get ready and you're scheming and you're doing all the things when you've got guys like Ja Joyner and Danny Strigow to work with and the year that they've had?
It is completely insane. These guys have just been running around all year long, and their attention to detail has continuously improved. You talk about guys like Danny Strigow, and if you cut both of his arms off, he'd still run onto the field. You talk about guys like Ja Joyner and just his arm length, his ability to be able to accelerate at the top of the rush. These guys are just awesome. So I'm blessed being here, and then being at your alma mater makes it that much sweeter.
Hey, Coach, have you been involved a lot? I know every coach does something in the recruiting world, but what we've been able to do in-state has been absolutely incredible. And when you see a guy like Poy Parrish out there, it's just amazing. I have not seen a physical specimen like that at the University of Minnesota as a freshman, anything like that. Is that one of your recruits, or is that somebody else's credit on that one?
So that's Danny Collins right there. Danny Collins was the point man on that. And I'm talking about like being able to watch him. And it was my first year on the staff last year, and being able to watch his resilience as, I mean, Ohio State's coming after this guy, a lot of other, you know, just big name Big Ten schools that Minnesota's battled and beaten in the past or has battled and struggled with. They've came after him, and Danny Collins just stayed the course, kept rowing. He went and he got that thing done. The full defensive staff, we hopped in where we had to here and there, but Danny Collins killed it on Coy, man. And Coy's different.
Winston Delatabadere joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Coach, you jumped right into coaching as soon as you were done at the University of Minnesota. Did you always know that that's what you wanted to do? Was coaching going to be in your future no matter what happened?
So I actually did not want to be a coach at all. The first person who told me I was going to be a coach was Coach Fleck.
Okay.
He was like, dude, you know, you would make an awesome coach. I was like, Coach, you're crazy. I don't know what you're talking about. So going into my master's program, my fifth year at the U, I had to do a capstone program. And they said, hey, you can do whatever you want, but just make up a future profession for yourself and present to us like you're in that profession. So I said, I'll just pick, you know, I'll be a football coach, whatever. Came up with my own culture, presented it to everybody that was the head of the department in order to be able to tell me that I could receive my master's degree. And they sat there astonished at the end of it. And I didn't know why they were looking at me like I had, you know, seven heads. But after it, one of the directors was like, you should really become a football coach. Marcus West, that coaches at the Bills right now, he gave me my first opportunity coming out right after that 2019 season in 2020. And he said, just take a shot. I think that you'll be a really, really good coach. So now this is the third time I've heard it, and I guess it was third time the charm. Let's go ahead and get this thing going.
Coach, you've got a great defensive line there, and it's because of you. You do an amazing job. I get a chance to be over there every once in a while, either at practice or at games, and watch what you're able to do with these guys. It's incredible, and I love the guys that you've got. I'm sure it's a room over there at Minnesota, the defensive line room, that's got to be one of the premier spots for anybody to be there. They've got to love it. I'm just looking a little bit ahead. I know Maryland's the next game, but I just wanted to look a little bit ahead if it's okay. I'm looking at Illinois, and they're ranked. They're doing extremely well. They can throw the ball if they have to. Their quarterback has been unbelievable. They're running the ball. They ran the ball down the throat of Michigan. What is it about that offense, and is that an offense that you see some holes in that we can get some pressure on the quarterback maybe to hold him back a little bit?
I mean, week by week, you watch this Illinois offense, and they're just continuously thriving and getting better, and I think that's why they've, you know, earned the right to be ranked where they are right now. I haven't looked ahead at any of their film, But from some of the games that I've seen, man, it's going to be a challenge for us up front just to be able to be consistent. And Coach Fleck talks about consistency is the truest measure of performance. So right now, not focusing on anybody else, I'm putting the pressure on my guys to be as consistent as possible within their own technique, no matter who we play. So when we get to that bridge, oh, we'll cross it, baby. But for right now, we're going after the Terps.
Love it.
Winston, man, you are just electric. I love this. I'm ready to go. I'm like, where do you want me to play? I'm ready.
Come on, man. Come play a little bit of nose. We'll swing you to D-tackle, and then we'll rush you off the edge on third down. I already got the plan, man. Let's go.
Listen, I'm 5'9", and I'm 46, so maybe just two downs, but I appreciate it.
That's okay. Just second and long and third down. We won't put you in on first down at all.
That's good. Hey, let me ask you real quick about this Maryland team. This quarterback, he's been – okay at some times, but certainly seems like he can be susceptible to some pressure. As you've looked at this film, or as you start to look at this film, do you see this offense and this quarterback in general as one that you can disrupt with a great pass rush?
I think any quarterback you're able to affect with a great pass rush. This guy is special. And he's been able to deliver some balls on the drop of a dime. You look at the wide receivers that they have out there. They've got two really lanky, long guys who are able to go up, contort their body, and be able to catch some fade balls, some jump balls. They've got a little bit of speed. But the thing that Maryland always has is athleticism. And even growing up in Maryland, I always knew that. You watch the Terps growing up, and they've got some world-renowned names just with speed, speed, speed. When I talk to my guys about this week and any other week coming up, we focus less on sacks and we focus more on just negatively affecting the quarterback. You go back to the UCLA game and the USC game. The USC game, Ja Joyner reaches his arm out and he's able to deflect the ball, and now Devin Williams gets an interception. Then the next week, you've got Devin Eastern disrupting a ball, and you've got Cody Lindenberg getting an interception. So if we get five or six more of those just coming up here in these next 2 to 3 games, I know sack numbers are sack numbers, but we want to negatively affect this guy, and we're going to be working all week to do so.
Coach, I love that defensive line group. You've got a bunch of great players. You're going to lose some because you've got some seniors. That always is going to happen to teams. But seeing Ja Joyner out there, I used to had the opportunity to see him in high school back in Connecticut, watch him, and he's a heck of a football player. I know he's going to be playing on Sundays someday as well. Is there something about the way you guys went through USC and UCLA, the defense really stepped up when they really needed to? That was so impressive. And you know a lot about Pac-12 football because you were coaching at Oregon. So could you speak to that as far as the Pac-12 and this big entrance into the Big Ten?
Without a doubt. I told the guys all week long, even before we started USC, I said, listen, I was like, you're playing against Cali guys now. It's different than playing against the Iowas, the Wisconsin. Like, you're going to see a lot of guys that you might have went to high school with, or, you know, you've bumped heads with in the past. I'm like, these guys are like, they're kind of a foreign entity to our conference. I said, they're going to be athletic as all get out. They're going to be able to run. I said, so since they're going to be able to run, we've got to be able to do things to help our guys out on the back end, right, and be able to get home to cause some type of disruption. I told them the big boys up front would attempt to lean on them a little bit. You're playing some of the best just in football history with the brands that you've played, and I think it was awesome to watch them just continuously rise to the challenge with excitement, swarm, and violence.
That is the voice of Winston Delatabaderas, the defensive line coach for the University of Minnesota Golden Gopher football team. Coach, it was so great to have you on this morning. We appreciate you coming on, and man, I hope we can do this again because I'm jacked up and ready to go.
Let's make it happen, Coach.
Whenever you guys want me. Thank you, guys. Whenever you guys want me, I'll be there. I want to shout out the student section. Student section, keep on coming out. Keep on showing support. We see you. Coach Fleck shouted the whole fan base out last week at UCLA. I want to shout out our home crowd. Can't wait to see you guys on homecoming.
Let's go. Let's go. Good luck next week against Maryland, Coach. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you so much. Row the boat, guys.
Row the boat. Man, I'll tell you what, Pete, if he's not a head coach someday, then I don't know what's going on, because that gentleman can get you fired up and ready to go.
He has. I'm ready right now. I started putting tape on my wrists.
You have a football player's body. I have a water bottle, water boy's body.
I got an old body.
All right, let's take a break and we'll come back. You are listening to Huddle on 830 WCCO.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.